Time to start another beautiful day. So today I'm in Berlin. What I really enjoy about being here is that it's such a hotspot for smart people, especially in the blockchain space. I did not know that Henning used to live in Berlin. Last time we met though, he had just moved to the West Coast. He was briefly involved with Dfinity, but he and I actually know each other from way, way back when I was still living in Berlin and used to work at a company called SumUp. He is a very influential and knowledgeable person when it comes to the blockchain space. He was one of the first people to write a book about Ethereum, with that give a lot of clarity or give a lot of people an idea of what Ethereum is. And so I want to use the opportunity today to touch base with him and kind of pick his brain on what he's doing now, what Ethereum is in his world, where it's going and where it's been. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Henning. So before we dive into Lexon, I know there's a lot of people out there who want to get started with Ethereum or learn more about how it works and its inner mechanics. What were some resources or processes that you came to really value when you were writing on that book?
I actually learned about Ethereum by sitting by, listening to the guys who were inventing it and feeling stupid. At some point, you start to understand what they're talking about because there was no documentation out there. There were the original papers, and even if you were, I mean, of course, nobody had the patience to just explain you the nitty-gritty, this or that question with exactly the level of detail that you needed.
So for those who have not heard about Lexon yet, what is Lexon? What's the project that you're working on right now?
Building applications for the blockchain and how they tended to flame out because of, and they were going beyond the proof of concept level for sure, talented people on them and a lot of ambition and a good funding from big companies. They still flamed out in a certain way, running up against a dozen or so problems that are not so often discussed. It's not necessarily scalability, it's not necessarily privacy of data. There are other hard problems. And one of them that Lexon tackles, first of all, is if you write a contract that lawyers can't understand and the judges can't understand, you're introducing a major roadblock. You're introducing a major new indirection that kind of doubles the amount of problems you will have to get those contracts right. Because in the moment, you already have this indirection of business people who have a mindset often of creating sustainable relationship between companies and win-win situations. They have to go and explain to the lawyers what they want to be in the contracts. And then the lawyers, who have a very different mindset, that's much more zero sum. We win what you lose. And who are actually crafting the real relationship between the different corporations. The first idea that is championed by Lexon is to have a language that is actually understandable, at least accessible and readable to the professional in the legal domain. And this is something that has been done before, because ridiculed as it is, SQL was an attempt to make middle management able to articulate themselves what kind of analysis they want to run across the database. And the process that has been established there is that middle managers actually did learn this programming language, or this language, this data language, access language of SQL. You would have programmers checking on whether the middle managers would actually just blow up the database. You could involve lawyers and attorneys and judges in the end into the process of reading and maybe even writing smart contracts, because in the moment they will tell you they will never ever look at a smart contract. They will just go every procedural route that they can before they will then call an expert in that would actually look at those smart contracts. They will not look at it themselves. The most visible difference that Lexon is going to introduce, it's a different language, it's very human readable, it's pretty accessible. You could compare it to COBOL, which is a very loathed programming language.
One of the main innovations that Lexon will provide is a language that's both readable by lawyers or non-technical people, but is also readable by machines or can be translated into something that's readable by machines. Do you have an example of something like that? Like how would a simple contract sound or look like?
Yeah, so a very simple contract, like the Lexon language is basically having a structure of a definition and a colon, and then the explanation of that. So you have some basic, intuitively clear structure to that language, but you don't have to learn because you know what if means, you know what else means. Beyond that, I mean, you have operators like plus and minus, stuff like that, but beyond that, you do not have curly braces. You do not have this fancy punctuation. A lawyer would actually not have a problem to understand intellectually. It's just not going to happen. Language is going to cater and is going to provide sugar, as we call that, to people who are not inclined at all to go into programming.
What would be a use case for a contract that will exist in Lexon and thus also make sense to mirror it onto a blockchain or into a smart contract?
So Lexon is completely general purpose. You could have trade finance, you could have supply chain management, you could have escrow, last will, everything that has been a staple of examples for blockchain smart contracts. And it's also not, of course, going to replace like 200 pages of a master agreement of a big trade finance between big companies and shipping or something. You would use Lexon to express the schedule, the actual meat of a certain contract, which means like when does it have to be delivered, how much is it, everything that will actually differ from contract to contract, but not the general terms of service, so to say. Just in general, Lexon is going to make smart contracts a lot more accessible. There is, on the one hand, the writing, where I think anybody who has larger capacity is going to be able to write smart contracts in the end, even if they are not experienced in programming. Just from reading smart contracts written in Lexon, just by encountering them in the wild, basically, you will get a feel for how such a smart contract looks.
Reflecting on today, it was a very interesting day. Met a lot of people around Henning Dietrich and himself who are working on interesting crypto projects. If you have any comments or questions or ideas of business models that you think will be completely disrupted or accelerated 10x or more, the fact that decentralized infrastructure will finally come live in the next few years, please let me know. Super interested to hear. With that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.